You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Here are just a few of the local festivals happening around America this weekend. The Washboard Music Festival in Logan, Ohio, the Jefferson County Watermelon Festival in Monticello, Florida, and the Brooklyn Park Tater Days Festival in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Festivals of all sizes are opportunities to bring communities together and drum up revenue for local businesses. And they are the latest topic in our annual series, Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
Rachel Carter is an economist with Mississippi State University's Extension Service, and she studies the economic impact of Mississippi town festivals. How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing well.
So you are based in Mississippi, and I understand that festivals are a big deal there, right? Is it a bigger deal than other states?
Well, there are hundreds of festivals in Mississippi. They're a part of our culture, and they're just a way for people to bring in tourists and showcase what their towns are all about. For example, in Vardaman, Mississippi, they're the sweet potato capital of the world, and so they have a sweet potato festival. That's how they generate their livelihood in that community, and so they celebrate that.
And why are there so many festivals, not just in Mississippi, but in local communities? I mean, I grew up in Montana. You know, we travel for railroad days, which is in like a town of 300 people. Do festivals bring in money for towns?
Absolutely. You see varying economic impacts from different types of festivals. For example, the Peter Anderson Arts and Crafts Festival, we just finished a study for that. And this year, their economic impact is just a little over $24 million in 2 days.
Whoa.
And so that's huge. And people always say, whoa, oh my goodness, I can't believe that small Ocean Springs can generate that. But they can, because they have the local businesses to support it. Always caution towns, though, if you do have a very small town, you have to have very good relationships with the local merchants, because if the local merchants are aware that there's a festival going on or some type of an event, then they can prepare their businesses to be able to benefit from that. For example, if they know that there are going to be a lot of people at an event in Mississippi in August, you're going to want to make sure that you're able to sell cold beverages, that you have sunscreen available, fans, things that tourists would want to make an impulse purchase from.
But what are some of the costs associated if you're a town and you're thinking about putting on a festival? I imagine you could get yourself into trouble if you didn't plan carefully, right?
Yes, you have to definitely have a budget and know exactly who you're trying to reach. But the cost associated are also things that might not go into the budget, such as you're going to have increased police force. You're going to have to probably close some streets. You're going to have to make sure, you know, that there are public facilities available for people, things like that.
So, Rachel, let's talk about the sort of social and community benefit of a festival. Like, obviously, there can be an economic benefit, but does the community element build over time and provide other kind of positive impacts for a community?
What it can do is it can create something that the community can identify with and say, oh, I'm from XYZ town. And people say, oh, that's where you have this type of festival. And that builds a sense of community pride. And we really see the festivals that are more successful rally around that and offer something for the local community and a reason for them to become engaged and participate. And so a community will start an event wanting it to be just a tourism event, but they end up sometimes, in order for it to be successful, it has to have that local connectivity.
When I was growing up, I used to go to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival because my grandparents live there. And I will tell you that to this day, I still tell people if they say they're going to New Mexico, I say, you have to go in October and go to the Balloon Fiesta.
There you go.
Stuff sticks with you.
Yes, yes. Now I want to go do that one.
Rachel Carter is an economist at Mississippi State University Extension Services. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you.